أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال يا إبليس ما لك ألا تكون مع الساجدين. Yesterday we learned of the moment when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the human being into existence. And here he was standing tall. You can imagine the scene. Adam alayhi salam, this new creature, is brought into existence. And Allah tells the malaika, thousands if not millions, thou prostrate and fall down. Place your head on the ground in honor of Adam alayhi salam. And here millions of them drop down in sujood, but there's one who's standing up. And his back cannot bend because he is prevented to do so by his pride. That's Iblis. You have the millions of malaika, they are in sujood, only Iblis is standing up. And Allah tells Iblis, and this is where we ended the discussion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Iblis refused to be from amongst those who have prostrated. Qal, immediately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summoned Iblis. Allah says, Ya Iblis, Malak, what is wrong with you? Allah takuna ma'as sajideen. Why have you not made sujood with all those who have prostrated? All, the first crime that was committed against Allah in the heavens is that of pride. He could not contain his pride and his arrogance. What did he say? His sense of superiority. He says, Lam akun li asjud. I will never prostrate. Who is it he's speaking to? The Almighty, the Powerful, Allah. He knows Allah's power. He knows Allah's qudrat. But sometimes a sense of superiority and pride takes complete control over one's action, over one's mind. And a person will say the worst of things simply because he feels he's better than the person whom he is addressing. So what does he say? He says, Lam akun li asjud. Oh Allah, I will never prostrate li bashar, to this bashar, this human being. I will never prostrate to a human being. Khalaqtahu, you created him, oh Allah, min salsal. We spoke of the meaning of salsal, a sound giving clay. You have created him from dirt, from sound giving clay. Min hama'in masnoon, you have created him from decayed mud. I'm from fire. Allah spoke of Al-Jan, the first jinn. He was created from fire. There was not a place in Jannah where Iblis did not make sujood to Allah. Can you believe it? What a great abid he was. What a great worshipper he was. There wasn't a spot. Jannah is vast. But there wasn't a spot where he did not make sujood to Allah. But the sense of superiority and the sense of pride had taken control over him, and he blatantly before Allah refused to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam, and more importantly to carry out the commandment of Allah. Now this is very dangerous, and alhamdulillah, generally at the end of Ramadan we all enjoy, every believer enjoys a certain degree and level of piety and religiosity, a good, healthy level of spirituality after or at the end of Ramadan. And that is why the last day of Ramadan, this could most probably be the last day of Ramadan, what should I focus on? What should I concentrate on? Two things. After every good deed, the first thing we are instructed to do is make istighfar. Brothers, at least 1 hour before iftar today, be on musalla, one-on-one with Allah. Or from asr till maghrib. Right? Set aside your worldly commitments. Ensure that by that time you are done with your day's work. It means you take early leave, take early relief. But that last hour, 45 minutes, sit on your musalla with Allah. Two things you should do, istighfar. Istighfar, a lot of istighfar. After every salah, we make istighfar. Why do we make istighfar after an act of worship? Two reasons. One is, we seek Allah's forgiveness because we could not perform it in a manner that it should be performed. We could never worship Allah in a manner that He deserves to be worshipped. Number one. Number two is perhaps through that act of worship there's a sense of superiority that has crept within my heart. That piety, maybe it creates within me a sense of now superiority. So you make istighfar to negate that sense of pride and superiority. That's the first thing you do. Secondly, Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, after they had built the Kaaba, they raised their hands and what did they say? Rabbana taqabbal minna. Repeat the dua over and over again before I start. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. They also, they asked me Allah for acceptance. Allah alone knows if our deeds and our fasts were accepted. We hope. We don't become despondent. A believer is never a despondent person. So he doesn't allow despondency to get the better of him. But he hopes. And this dua, you are hoping. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Oh Allah, accept from us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا. Forgive us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. So Iblis, his pride and his arrogance got the better of him. And he says, I'm never going to prostrate to this creature you have created from dirt, from mud. I'll never bow down to him. Pride and arrogance, racism crept within his heart. Qal, Allah says, فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا. Get out from here. Get out immediately. فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ. Indeed, you are an outcast. Even after that, there was no apology. One is, you realize the seriousness of the issue at some stage. Okay? But he refused. He felt he was Allah's favorite. And now someone else has occupied that spot and that position. So can you imagine how much he hates you and I? And he's coming back this evening. Can you imagine that this alone, he's prepared. He knows exactly what the outcome is going to be. He knows for the rest of his existence, he's going to live an accursed life. He knows after that he'll be doomed to hellfire. But still, I can't take it. This human being, can you imagine what level of effort he makes against you and I? That's why time and again Allah says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. Shaytan is an open enemy. It is no secret. Sometimes you have enemies in this world, right? But they cover it through identity. Allah says Iblis is an open enemy. He's made it clear to you he is your enemy. You are his target. Day and night, you are his target. Consistently, he is going to make an effort against you. The advantage we have, he's coming back weak. Alhamdulillah. He's hungry, but he's weak. We are, Allah shukr, we are enjoying a good level of spiritual strength and power. The thing is maintaining that after the month of Ramadan. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ اللَّعْنَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly the curse, my curse is upon you, O Iblis, إِلَى يَوْمِ الدِّينِ, right up to the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us